As I read the story of Moses and the Israelites fleeing Egypt, I was thinking about how God really had the Israelites' backs. And in spite of all the challenges they went through and their moaning and complaining, he still rescued them. So I was inspired to use the word rescuer to help me talk about what God does for us today. Rescuer. R is for running. Those Israelites must have had to run pretty fast and pretty far. In fact, they were probably exhausted and wanted to give up many times. Sometimes when we are in trouble, we just want to run away, but the problems keep chasing us. It is exhausting and we forget that we have the Father's arms that we can run straight into. Thank you, Lord, for being our protector. Help us run to you and not away from you when we feel like we are in trouble. E is for escape. The Israelites could not have been more trapped between the angry Egyptians and this huge body of water. Panic would have set in and many would have lost their faith in Moses and in God. It reminds me a bit of when I've been in an escape room. You are locked in a room and the clock is ticking and you're trying everything to get out, but nothing seems to work. Then in the final moments, there is a moment of clarity and it all clicks into place and you are freed. Just as God was there in those panic-stricken moments for the Israelites, they too were freed. Thank you, Lord, for our freedom. Please help us when we panic and feel time is running out. S is for standing firm. God told the Hebrews, and in turn us, to stand firm. When we are caught between angry Egyptians and the Red Sea, or a rock and a hard place, Paul reminds us that we've been equipped with armor to defend ourselves. In Ephesians, it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us with the tools to fight the enemy. Please help us to remember to put on your armor each day. C is for crying out. It tells us in Exodus that the Israelites cried out. Moses probably cried out too, not only on the outside, but on the inside as well. God hears our cries. We should not be afraid to cry out and tell him that we are in need. When I cry, I want to keep it in and pretend everything is okay, but I know I shouldn't. I should turn to him. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our cries. Please help us to speak to you each day. U is for underestimate. Pharaoh thought that he could mess the Hebrew people about, say he would free them and then try and drag them back again. He was so proud, he thought he was the most powerful man alive. Maybe he was at the time. However, he massively underestimated the power of God. But I think that is something we all do. We put our own limitations on God's abilities and power. I mean, God split the sea perfectly down the middle. How powerful is that? Thank you, God, for your awesome power. Please help us not to be proud or be swayed by those who assert their power over us. E is for enemies. The Egyptians were the enemies in this story. They treated the Hebrew people so poorly. I feel everyone has some Egyptians in their life. People who cause suffering, who reject us or manipulate us. Sometimes we feel so helpless. However, having Jesus as our best friend, no weapon formed against us will prosper. God was the solution in the Egyptians in the story, and God is the solution today. Lord, thank you that you are our friend. Please help us remember that when we have Egyptians in our life and we need someone to help, that you are there to help us. And finally, R is for return. The simple truth is, Jesus died for us and he will return for us. Thank you, Lord, that you rescued your people from Egypt, and thank you that you have rescued us today.